This is the Sakar Merli of the 3rd of December 2024. Essence, sweet children, do not become careless about the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is by having remembrance that you souls will become pure. The Father has come to serve all souls. He has come to make them clean and pure. Question: what consciousness should you maintain so that your food and drink become pure? Answer: if you have the awareness that you have come to Baba in order to go to the land of truth and to change from human beings into deities, your food and drink will become pure, because deities never eat anything impure. Since you have come to the true Baba in order to become the masters of the true world, the land of truth, you cannot become impure. Om Shanti. The spiritual father asks you, spiritual children, children, whom are you remembering when you sit here? Are you remembering your unlimited father? Where is he? You called out to him, O purifier. Nowadays, even sannyasis call out, O purifier, Sita Rama, Rama, purifier of the impure, come. You children understand that the Golden Age is called a pure world and that the Iron Age is an impure world. Where are you now sitting? At the end of the Iron Age. This is why you call out, Baba, come and make us pure. Who are we? Souls. It is souls that have to become pure. When a soul becomes pure, he receives a pure body. When you souls become impure, you also receive impure bodies. These bodies are like puppets of clay, whereas souls are imperishable. Souls speak and call out through their organs. We have become very impure, come and make us pure. The Father makes you pure, whereas the five vices of Ravan make you impure. The Father has now reminded you that you were pure and that having taken 84 births, you are now in your last birth. The Father says, I am the seed of this human world tree. You called out to me, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, O God the Father, liberate me. Everyone calls out for himself. Liberate me and become my guide. Take me back home to the land of peace. Sannyasis too ask how they can have constant peace. The land of peace is your home, from where you souls come down to play your parts. Only souls exist there, not bodies. Souls are naked, that is, without bodies. The meaning of naked does not mean to be without clothes. No, souls are naked, bodiless, without bodies. The Father says, children, each of you souls resides up there in the soul world without a body. That is called the incorporeal world. It has been explained to you, children, how you have been coming down the ladder. You take the maximum of 84 births, whereas some even take one birth. Souls continue to come down from up above. The Father says, I have now come to make you pure. Shiv Baba teaches you through Brahma. Shiv Baba is the father of souls, whereas Brahma is called Adidev. only you children know how the Father enters this Dada. You call out to me, O Purifier, come. Souls call out through their bodies. The main thing is the soul. This is a land of sorrow. Just see how here in the Iron Age, while sitting somewhere, people suddenly die. There, no one ever becomes ill. The very name is heaven. It is such a good name. Your heart becomes happy when you mention its name. Christians, too, say that paradise existed 3,000 years before Christ. Here, the people of Barat do not know anything. They have experienced a great deal of happiness, and they have also experienced a great deal of sorrow. They have become Tamo Pritam. They are the ones who take 84 births. The other religions come after half a cycle. You now understand that the deities existed for half of this cycle, that there were no other religions, and that when Rama of the Silver Age came into existence, there were no Buddhists or people of Islam. Human beings are in total darkness. They say that the duration of the world is hundreds of thousands of years. This is why human beings become confused and believe that the Iron Age is still in its infancy. You now understand that the Iron Age is coming to an end and that the Golden Age is about to come. That is why you come to the Father to claim your inheritance of heaven. You all used to reside in heaven. The Father only comes to establish heaven. Only you go to heaven. Everyone else will go home to the land of peace. That is the sweet home where all souls reside and then come down here to play their parts. A soul cannot speak without a body. There, because souls don't have bodies, they remain in silence. Then, for half a cycle, there are deities of the Sun Dynasty and Moon Dynasty. Then, in the Copper and Iron Ages, there are human beings. They used to be the kingdom of deities. Where have they now gone? No one knows. You now receive this knowledge from the Father. No other human beings have this knowledge. Only the Father comes and gives this knowledge to you human beings, through which you change from human beings into deities. You have come here in order to become deities from human beings. The food and drink of the deities is never impure. They never smoke cigarettes, etc. Don't even ask what impure people here do. They eat all sorts of things. The Father now explains, previously this Barat was a land of truth. It must surely have been the true Father who established it. The Father is called the Truth. The Father says, only I make this Barat into a land of truth. I also teach you how you can become true deities. So many children come here. This is why these buildings, etc., have been built. They will continue to be made until the end. Many buildings will be built and some will be bought. Shiv Baba carries out this task through Brahma. Brahma has become ugly because this is the last of his many births. He will then become beautiful. There is a picture of Krishna which portrays him as ugly and beautiful. There are also many large and beautiful pictures in the museums. You can explain these pictures to anyone very well. Baba does not have a museum built here. This is called the Tower of Silence. You know that you are to go back to your home, the land of peace. We are residents of that place, and we then come here, adopt bodies, and play our parts. First of all, you children should have the faith that it is not a sage or saint teaching you. This Dada was a resident of Sindh, but the one who enters him in order to speak to you is the ocean of knowledge. No one knows him. They do say God the Father, and yet they say that he does not have a name or form, that he is incorporeal. They say that he doesn't have a form, and then they say he is omnipresent. Ask them where the Supreme Soul is, and they will reply that he is omnipresent, or that he is in everyone. Oh, but there is a soul in each one. All are brothers. So how could God be in each and every particle? You cannot say that there is a soul as well as the Supreme Soul in each one. You call out to the Father, the Supreme Soul, Baba, come and make us impure ones pure. You call out to me to come and do this business, this service of making you all pure. You invite me to come into this impure world. You say, Baba, we are impure. The Father never sees the pure world. He has come into the impure world just to serve you. This kingdom of Ravan is now to be destroyed. All of you who study Raj Yoga will become kings of kings. He has taught you this countless times, and he will teach you again, only after 5,000 years. The kingdoms of the golden and silver ages are now being established. There first has to be the Brahmin clan. Brahma, the father of humanity, has been remembered. He is also called Adam and Adidev, the first deity. No one knows this. There are many who come here and listen to these things, but then become influenced by Maya. Instead of becoming charitable souls, they become sinful souls. Maya is very powerful. She makes everyone into a sinful soul. There are no pure charitable souls here. The deities were pure souls. It is when you have all become impure that you call out to the Father. This is now the impure world of the kingdom of Ravan. It is also called a forest of thorns. The golden age is called a garden of flowers. There are so many first-class flowers in the Mughal gardens. You can also find Uk flowers there. But no one knows the significance of them, or why they offer Uk flowers to Shiva. The Father sits here and explains. There are many different types of flowers whom I teach. There are first-class jasmine flowers. There are some other fragrant flowers, Ratanjot, and even some who are like Uk flowers. They are all number-wise. This is called a land of sorrow, a land of death. The golden age is a land of immortality. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. This Dada studied the scriptures. The Father does not teach from the scriptures. The Father himself is the bestower of salvation. Sometimes he refers to the Gita. It was God who spoke the Gita, the jewel of all scriptures. But the people of Bharat do not know who God is. The Father says, I serve you altruistically and make you into the masters of the world. I myself do not become that. You do not remember me in heaven. Everyone remembers me in times of sorrow, but no one remembers me in times of happiness. This is called a play of happiness and sorrow. There are no other religions in heaven. They all come later on. You understand that this old world is now about to be destroyed. There will be many natural calamities, and storms will come with great force. Everyone will be destroyed. The Father now comes and changes you from senseless to sensible. The Father gave you so many riches, etc. Where have they all gone? You have now become so insolvent. What has Bharat, which was known as the Golden Sparrow, now become? The Purifier Father has now come and is teaching you Raj Yoga once again. That is Hatha Yoga, whereas this is Raj Yoga. This Raj Yoga is for both men and women, whereas that Hatha Yoga is only learnt by men. The Father says, you must make effort and show everyone that you are definitely becoming the masters of the world. This old world is now definitely going to be destroyed. There is now very little time left. That war is to be the last war. Once that war begins, it will not stop. That war will start when you have obtained your Karmateet stage and have become worthy of going to heaven. Again, the Father says, do not become careless about your pilgrimage of remembrance. It is in this that Maya causes obstacles. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and we, spiritual children, say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. Become first-class flowers by studying well with the Father. In order to make this forest of thorns into a garden of flowers, become the Father's full helpers. 2. In order to attain the Karmateet stage and have a right to a high status in heaven, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and do not become careless. Blessing. May you constantly experience the Father's hand of blessings on your head and become a master destroyer of obstacles. Ganesh is called the destroyer of obstacles. Those who have all powers can become destroyers of obstacles. Use each power according to the need at that time, and no obstacle will then be able to stay. No matter how many forms Maya takes, just remain knowledgeful. A knowledgeful soul can never be defeated by Maya. When you have Bapdada's hand of blessings on your head, the tilak of victory has been applied. God's hand and his company make you a destroyer of obstacles. Slogan: those who imbibe virtues and donate them to others are embodiments of virtue. Om Shanti.